Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Cloudy tonight, lows in the low 30s. Full forecast details are coming up. The city of Racine would get a new emergency operations center if a new public safety building becomes reality. Alderman faced with either putting millions of dollars into holding the current decades-old facility together or creating a modern building to alleviate a laundry list of problems. During review of the 2018 Fire Department budget, Chief Steve Hansen said the new fire station at Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive in the next few years with the EOC would have been about a $4 million project.
The investment was changed to $3 million, so we have $250,275 this upcoming year for to do the preliminary work, and then next year would be the remainder of that. If we included the Emergency Operations Center, it would be about a $4 million project.
A new public safety building, which is only a proposal at this point with a new Emergency Operations Center, would also mean a new site for the backup consolidated dispatch system run by Racine County, which is tested every so often. The use of short-term borrowing is being proposed to hire some outside tree-cutting help by the City of Racine, in addition to hiring more Parks Division personnel for removing a backlog of ash and maple trees. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck told Alderman during Committee of the Whole review of the next budget that even with the hiring of two more arborists, the amount of work to be done is extensive.
What's in the CIP, you're seeing 2 years of $100,000 for removal. Right now, between ash trees and maple trees, we are having a hard time catching up with removals that need to be removed, which are dangerous, dying, or hazardous to the community.
Molbeck explained the combined force would allow an aggressive and needed approach toward clearing out those two types of trees. Finance Director Dave Brown acknowledged it's out of the ordinary, but also an extreme situation that general operations can't cover and will be paid off in 2 to 3 years. The Village of Caledonia's public safety scheduling, which can be tricky at times, will be helped by personnel scheduling software, but with officials also planning to fine-tune it next year. Trustee Lee Weshaw told his board colleagues it was tested by the police and fire departments. He indicated that between now and perhaps the end of March, a wish list of enhancements to the program can be created.
Put together our list of enhancement requests and get those in as soon as we can with the software company. My experience has been, if we make enough noise and get our requests in, we can tailor this even to more of our specific needs. So I asked both the chiefs, as you go through this, make note of all the things that we'd like to see enhanced in the future.
The Village Board unanimously approved the contract with LEDTech for personnel scheduling software, which includes an $8,700 annual fee and a review next spring. The public likely has little to no clue what percentage of students attending schools in Kenosha and Racine Unified are defined as homeless. Both districts receive grant money to help those who are either couch surfing, as it's called, or live in shelters, which includes free school supplies, lunches, and bus passes, in addition to student fees being waived. Kenosha Unified's homeless student liaison, Janelle Simone, says the need remains high.
I feel for them. A lot of times I have gone home thinking, boy, I hope they don't get kicked out of the motel this weekend. Where are they going to go, you know, in winter when it's cold? And Monday morning I'll call and see where they are, where they were. And sometimes it's difficult, but there's so many. There's so many people.
About 2.3% of Kenosha Unified's total enrollment of about 21,000 students at one time or another during the school year lacked a place to call home. In Racine Unified, with an enrollment of nearly 19,000 students, the number is about twice as high. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth is continuing to ask the public for any information that might help in the investigation of last Friday morning's home invasion and assault of an elderly couple in the town of Summers. The husband and wife, both in their 80s, were attacked by a man whom they described as African American, who demanded money and drugs. The husband drove to a nearby Kenosha fire station for help, which led to the discovery of what happened. The couple ended up at Frederick Hospital, though their injuries are not considered life-threatening. Sheriff Beth says all investigative leads are being followed up and all evidence is still being scrutinized, and that is why anyone with information of any kind is urged to call the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.